Hi, this is Kate Day, and I'm here with a photographer who's been doing quite an interesting, exciting shoot today.
Hi, I'm Mike Gamer, and I'm one of the six photographers at Infinite Focus Studios in Wandsworth. And for the last 18 months, since Kodak announced the retirement of Kodachrome film, I have been shooting Kodachrome here, there, and everywhere to try and capture 2010 and 2009, of course, the way people may have captured the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's kind of a bit of a loss for me. After 18 months, having just shot my last few rolls today, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself next. Definitely going to miss the wonderful, vibrant colors. When I look at my grandparents' slides from the 1950s and see those bright, vibrant colors that are still vibrant today, I know that in maybe 10, 20 years' time, people who abandoned Kodachrome years ago for less stable films and those who may still be using slide film today, we're going to start to see the beginnings of the decay of those films while the Kodachrome lives on. It should last, I believe, in good storage hundreds of years before it's fully depleted. So I'm looking forward to passing those films down for generations to come.
So you were explaining to me earlier, we were looking through some of your slides, and it's really going to be in a few years' time that we'll start to feel the loss of films like Kodachrome that are so durable, really, and there's nothing quite like it.
Well, no, there isn't actually anything like it. It's because it's actually a black and white film, it contains silver like your traditional black and white film, and so it's the only stable archival color film. Newer films like Fujichrome have maybe more robust colors, but they really don't have the stability of it, and I've never really looked at it as an alternative, and I'm really now looking at going back to digital photography and looking back on these past 18 months with a big smile on my face.
Yeah, certainly looking at some of your grandparents' old slides you were showing me earlier, the colours are fantastic and really incomparable to the other slides you had with you of different films. So Kodachrome is just so distinctive, both in its colour palette and in that sense of durability. It makes me wonder how we will save digital photography in the same way in 50 years' time. Will we look back at digital files with quite such a sense of what they were really like for the people who looked at them when they first took them?
Well, this is part of my point, is that in 50 years' time, who's going to know what a JPEG is? I mean, thinking 10 years back, 15 years back, when GIF format was popular, it only could hold 256 colors, and aside from animated graphics on a website, they're never really used anymore. And now JPEG is progressing to newer formats like PNG, and they're going to keep on progressing, and our storage mediums. Who's going to know how to connect an external USB hard drive in 50 years' time? What are you going to connect it to? But you can always take a slide and hold it up to the sun and see that perfectly crisp image the way it was captured that many years ago.
Even if, like, your grandmother stored them in her kitchen and you went looking for a wine glass and found a box of Kodachrome. So even if you're not storing them as perfectly as you might hope people do, they still last.
With Kodachrome, yeah, that's it. You can store them in the wrong way, and they'll still last far longer than storing any other film the wrong way. So it's nice to be able to find those little treasures here and there.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing today. We've just had quite a momentous moment because it was the last picture on your last roll of Kodachrome film.
Yeah, we started the day with 5 rolls of Kodachrome, which were my last from the 40 rolls that I started with a year and a half ago, and went through trying to capture the 75 years of Kodachrome through different eras and different poses and different different costumes, and we culminated with me tied to a stepladder. So it's been a very long day today, and in a way, as sad as I am to see Kodachrome gone, I'm a little bit relieved that it's over and went so well.
Yeah, it seemed to go brilliantly, and it was really nice of you to invite me along and actually let me take a few pictures myself. So it's been a good day, and I will be sticking something up on the blog in the next few days, so listen out for that. But for now, thanks very much, Mike Gamma. Really nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.